You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
In the forests of the Central African Republic, it's net hunting season for the Bayaka people. Before the hunt, Bayaka women sing to invoke the spirits of the forest, the Bobe. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. American Louis Sarno has lived with the Bayaka since 1985. He describes the Bobe as mysterious, luminescent figures that come late at night to dance to the Bayaka's music.
These Bobe that come in that are glowing, they have all kinds of incredible designs. Some of them are like animals. Others look like no earthly creature.
So what are the Bobe, really?
I think it's the men who go off and prepare themselves with certain rituals. And I think the women know as well, but it's never something that's mentioned aloud. The women are frightened of the Bobe, of these spirits, because they're totally unpredictable. And they do get quite wild. They will rip apart huts. They can be very dangerous. I have sometimes seen some of these Bobe, which I would have sworn was some kind of four-legged animal, just from the way it moved. I one time saw it was in the full moonlight, which is quite bright in the rainforest. One that seemed to transform itself into an antelope in front of my eyes. And I wasn't the only one that saw that. Everybody did. And it was so lifelike that I was convinced that they had captured an antelope and let it go, and it kind of pranced by in front of me at a very leisurely pace. But then when it passed me and got to the side of a house, it turned back into this leaf-colored figure. You know, I don't know how they managed to cause these effects, but you begin to see things that you afterwards think couldn't have been possible.
Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.